Kamala Harris claims $1.75 trillion Build Back Better not going to cost anything for the American taxpayer. By Charlie Spiering on November 12, 2021. Vice President Kamala Harris promoted the administration's $1.75 trillion Build Back Better bill on Friday, claiming it would not cost anything to American taxpayers, despite the bill introducing dramatic tax hikes. "I think it's important to also stress that it's not going to cost anything for the American taxpayer," Harris said. The vice president spoke about the bill and the ongoing inflation concerns of the American people during a press conference in Paris. It is unclear what costs Harris was referring to, as the House version of the Build Back Better bill raises taxes on several income brackets to pay for it. "Build Back Better is not going to cost anything. We are paying for it," she added. The House version of the bill would raise taxes on roughly 20% to 30% of middle-income households, according to a recent analysis released by the Tax Policy Center. It would raise taxes dramatically on families making about $885,000 or more. Harris said she was optimistic Congress would be able to pass the bill, noting the importance of helping Americans pay to care for their families. "The American people will see costs actually reduced around some of the most essential services that they need to take care of their basic responsibilities, including issues of childcare and elder care and also preschool," she said.